Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, I called and spoke to somebody the other night and asked why $67 and change was taken out of my account. They told me it was for the subscription. I never agreed to the subscription, so they canceled it and gave me a refund. You guys took that same money out of my account overnight again last night and put my account $98 in the hole.
Okay, yes, sir. Let's try looking up an account with your zip code, please, sir.
53548.
Thank you, sir. Your first and last name, please.
Wayne Nowak.
Thank you, sir. I did locate an account. Could you please verify your address, sir?
The shipping address was 1704 Rockport Road, Janesville, Wisconsin, 53548.
Thank you, sir. I'm waiting on your account to come up for us. Okay. Yes, sir. Let's see. I do see it's for the tactical bag, which is great to take camping or just every day to work. I do see you were charged $11.94 for the shipping and handling, but I see you were refunded $4.99. And then it was a free welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Club?
Yes, I paid for the expedited shipping, and it was guaranteed to be delivered yesterday. It was not, so the guy last night credited me the $4.99 for the expedited shipping. And now you guys took out the $67 and change again overnight after I spoke to the guy last night. You guys retook the money out. Now my account is in the hole $98.
Okay, yes, sir. See, I don't see that. I see it was a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. They charged you $67.32. You would have got a $125 gift card. But I do see last night they refunded you $67.32 and $4.99, sir. Your account has been fully refunded.
Ma'am, they refunded me to $67.72 2 days ago. And I just looked at my bank account, and you guys took that money back out of my bank account, putting my account in the hole $98.
All right, yes, sir. See, I don't see that on my end. It said it was refunded yesterday, sir. You would need to call your bank and have them call in with us.
I just looked at my bank account. It is $98 and some change in the hole because you guys took out $67 and something like that.
Yes, sir. I don't see that. All I see is your refunds that were given yesterday, sir. You would need to call back with your bank on the phone and have them verify that.
I will fucking do that because this is bullshit.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You know what? I want to speak to a manager, a supervisor, or something because this is ridiculous.
Okay. Yes, sir. See, the account shows fully refunded as of yesterday. We can't issue a refund on a charge that's already been refunded.
No, it is not.
Yes, sir. On my end, it is. They're going to tell you you're going to have to contact.
My bank account is $100 in the hole because of you guys.
Are you sure?
I want to speak to your supervisor.
Okay. Sure. Let's see which supervisor is going to be available to take our call, and I will check them.
And the gentleman I spoke to last night told me never to call you guys again.
What?
Well, when you guys, yeah.
He told us you never to call us again.
When I spoke to the gentleman last night about the expedited shipping, he refunded me last night $4.99. That was it. The $67.72 was refunded 2 days ago. And
okay.
I get up this morning to see if the $4.99 was back in my account. And the $4.99 was back in my account. But $67.72 was taken back out of my account.
No problem, sir. I only can see so much, but when we get you over to a supervisor, they're going to be able to look it up more and tell you where to go from there, okay? I'm sorry. I know if it wasn't true, you wouldn't be upset, so I know you're telling the truth. So that's not a problem.
Yeah,
it's not that I'm doubting you. It's just I can't do anything about it. Yes, sir.
My bank
I get it.
Never been in the hole.
Yes, sir, I understand, and I'm so sorry that happened, but we're going to get you taken care of. As soon as my supervisor is available to take our call, when she gets off this one, we're going to get you right over to her. But the person last night told you never to call us again?
Because I told them that if my bag wasn't delivered today, because it was supposed to be delivered yesterday, if it wasn't delivered to me today, I would be calling you guys back.
And he said never call us again.
He said you don't need to call back ever.
What? Oh, my goodness. That is so, that's just horrible.
Yeah,
so horrible.
I'm sorry to be taking my frustration out on you. I know it's not your fault. I'm just irritated right now.
I get it. I understand. Money is money, sir. I get it. And I'm just waiting for my supervisor to get off that phone for us where I can make sure we don't get disconnected because I don't want you to, I don't want to lose you, please. So we're going to get you taken care of as soon as she's available to take her call. We're going to get you right over there.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to hang out with you for just a second. It shouldn't be much longer. And I'm letting them know. I'm going to go ahead and update the notes while we're waiting. I'm letting them know on my end it shows you are refunded in full. But customer says this was yesterday. They took out the 6732.
I'm looking at my account right now. Yesterday I was refunded $4.99 last night, and that shows that it's pending. And then my storage unit payment came out, and then it's showing that another $67.32 was taken out and is pending. And it put my account $98.23 in the hole because of an overdraft fee.
Okay, but you said, okay, yes, sir. So you said they were supposed to, the $67.32, they were supposed to give that back to you a couple days ago?
That was refunded to me on, let's see, where is it at? It was just refunded back to me. Now it's not even showing that it was refunded back to me.
Oh,
there's
Lord.
The $4.99. There's the $11.94. On March 7th, I paid for the $11.94, the $4.99. Yeah, the refund's not even showing back up in my bank statement. I'm looking at it right now. It's showing that I did a $60 deposit on the 10th. Went to Taco Bell. My Amazon plan came out. I went to the store a couple times. Okay, here's the $67.32 that was taken out on March 11th. It doesn't show that it was credited back. It showed that $67.32 went through, and then it showed that you guys retook out another $67.32. So there's two charges of $67.32 that you guys received.
Okay. Yes, sir. So you were charged twice. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, there's $134.64 that you guys have taken out of my account.
Okay, yes, sir. I just wanted to make sure all my notes were up to date, and I've got that up to date. Let's see where that supervisor is for us, and I'm going to ask one more time. And if okay. I just went ahead and asked one more time, and we'll just keep asking until we get you one.
Well, I hope they hurry up, because I got to go to work.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm asking them to please hurry. We've already been on the phone 5 minutes waiting, so we're gonna get here. We go. I've got you somebody now, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I put everything in the notes and. She'll read it, and then she'll let us know what to do there from now on. I'm going to transfer you right over, sir. I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a really great day. Please remain on the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
Yes,
I apologize again.
No, you're fine. You have a great Saturday, and she'll
you
be
too.
Right there.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. I'm transferring you now, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.